Psalm chapter 32. A psalm for David. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye just. Praise becometh the upright. Give praise to the Lord on the harp. Sing to him with the psaltery, the instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new canticle. Sing well unto him with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done with faithfulness. He loveth mercy and judgment. The earth is full of the mercy of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were established, and all the power of them by the spirit of his mouth, gathering together the waters of the sea as in a vessel, laying up the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, and let all the inhabitants of the world be in awe of him. For he spoke, and they were made. He commanded, and they were created. The Lord bringeth to naught the counsels of nations, and he rejecteth the devices of people, and casteth away the counsels of princes. But the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart lead to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance. The Lord hath looked from heaven, he hath beheld all the sons of men. From his habitation which he hath prepared, he hath looked upon all that dwell on the earth. He who hath made the hearts of every one of them, who understands all their works. The king is not saved by a great army, nor shall the giant be saved by his own great strength. Vain is the horse for safety, neither shall he be saved by the abundance of his strength. Behold, the eyes of the Lord are on them that fear him, and on them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their souls from death and feed them in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, for he is our helper and protector. For in him our heart shall rejoice, and in his holy name we have trusted. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, as we have hoped in thee.